This new moon is the reason why I'm saying that this is the most impactful month of the year. So, what's happening here? Well, we're experiencing rapid growth, we're experiencing rapid transformation, new opportunities coming in. But the other thing that's happening at this time is that things are falling away. And it's really important that you let them. This energy is literally bringing in such massive creation that anything that's not in alignment and anything that's not serving, it's going to fall away. Period.
This is Leah Steele. Welcome to the Wealth Witch Podcast. Just a few years ago, I experienced complete financial collapse. We lost a business, our home, and a car. My husband was selling plasma to pay for diapers and formula. I was living a life I hated, and I was miserable. It was the lowest part of my life. It ended up being my biggest blessing. Just a few short years later, I've designed the life of my dreams. I live a life of luxury in beautiful Bali, Indonesia, travel the world, and spend my days helping others manifest wealth and abundance. Living a purpose-led life changed everything for me. This podcast is about my journey, my top tips and tools for manifestation, and interviews with all the amazing, world-changing, inspiring people I meet along the way. Welcome to my world.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Wealth Witch Podcast. I am your host, Leah Steele, the Wealth Witch, and today is the June 2021 Wealth Forecast, which I am so excited to deliver. There's a lot of really, really important things happening energetically and astrologically this month that we need to talk about and we need to cover. So, the first thing that I'm going to say is that I truly believe that this month, June, is going to be the most impactful month of the year. So, yes, you heard that correct. This month, June, is going to be the most impactful month of the year. And when I say impactful, I mean that you have the ability to impact humanity and the collective consciousness this month. So, we're going to talk about how in just a little bit, but I want to now go through and talk about the planetary and astrological occurrences that are happening this month, my divine downloads about what's coming as a result of those, and then we'll go and move into the tarot reading. But let's begin with the highlights of June. So, the first thing is that Jupiter is in Pisces right now, and we're sort of in the middle of this 3 month Jupiter in Pisces transit. So Jupiter entered into Pisces on May 13th. We talked about that in last month's wealth forecast, and it will be in Pisces until the 28th of July. So Jupiter originally ruled Pisces. So it's in one of its ruling constellations until Neptune came along. And when Neptune came along, things kind of shifted. But Jupiter was the ruler of Pisces. So that's important information. And we're going to talk about more. We'll talk more about why that's important later as we're moving through the other transits that are happening this month. But that's just one of the highlights of what's happening energetically, astrologically, and planetarily this month. We are also in the middle of Mercury retrograde, and that continues until June 22nd. So, this one has been really intense. We talked about it last month. We talked about how important it was to have awareness around communication because all of the Mercury retrogrades in 2021 are happening in air signs. So, we've got Mercury retrograde happening until June 22nd. And retrograde season is upon us. So, by the end of the month, we are going to have four planets in retrograde: Jupiter, Saturn, Neptune, and Pluto. So, we've definitely begun retrograde season. It's nothing to get freaked out about or worried about. Like, it's something that happens every single year. And it's just a beautiful time, really, for us to rewire, reconnect, and rework. I mean, it's all the re's, right? Like, that's what retrogrades are about. So, it's just really time to like revisit our goals and where we desire to go, and especially this month. And I'm going to tell you why in a moment. So, I focused this month, usually I take you through the whole month and I give you like all the little transits that are happening as well. Because there are some major, major things happening this month, and those are the things that I feel are really the most important, I have actually focused on just a few things this month because I don't want you getting sidetracked away from what's important by some of the smaller things that are happening. So there's obviously every single month we have tons of transits, tons of aspects, conjunctions, things like that that are happening with the planets and us as beings on the planet that impact and affect how we do day-to-day life here on planet Earth. But this month, we've got some really major things happening. And so, like I said, I really wanted to focus on those. So we're going to talk about the major transits. It's also, I think, one of the reasons why this forecast didn't happen till today, which is June 6th in Bali. Normally, we do this early, and we've actually been trying to do it like a week early so that you guys have the information for the month. That just didn't happen this month for a variety of reasons, personal things that I've been going through, as well as facilitating the free forward-facing wealth ascension protocol in my Facebook group, Wealth Alchemy. So you definitely can still go participate in that. Really, really recommend that you do. If you are not a part of my free Facebook group, we will put a link in the podcast description and you can join the free Facebook group and you can participate in that 30-day Wealth Ascension protocol. Just go and start from day one. It has been a really, really incredible experience of deconstructing money stories and identities around money, wealth, currency. And we've done a beautiful, beautiful, we're just coming out of a beautiful, deeply deconstructive process in that group. So if you haven't joined, definitely go check that out. You won't be sorry. It's been an epic 30 days of content, clearing, and reflection. So here we are on June 6th, actually delivering the forecast. And the first date that we are going to be talking about is the most important one of the month. And that is the June 10th Ring of Fire, solar eclipse, and new moon in Gemini. So that's a lot, right? So the Ring of Fire eclipse is something that happens every year. And so it's an annual eclipse, and it is happening this year on June 10th. And it is in some parts of the world, a full solar eclipse. Very, very few people are actually going to be able to see that. I think the Canadians are the ones this time that are going to be most likely to be able to see mostly eclipsed sun, or probably looking at like 2/3. It's just not going to be hugely visible in the rest of the world, but it is going to be very, very impactful and hugely energetically felt. And it's a new moon as well, right? So new moon in Gemini. So what is this new moon about? Well, it's about communication. It's about community, the collective, humanity, and duality. So this is all of that Gemini energy really coming into new moon creation and then supercharged by an eclipse, right? What this is bringing is rapid new beginnings and opportunities. So this type of energy can be quite unsettling because things can shift overnight. And that's really the energy that this new moon and this eclipse is bringing. But we're in a bit of a conundrum here, because you have to remember that while you're going to want to move forward with these new beginnings, while rapid change is going to be happening and you're going to feel like you're needing to take action to keep up with that change, you've got to remember that Mercury is in retrograde in an air sign as well. So we have to be very calculated and very slow in how we are taking action on all the new changes and growth and expansion that's going to be coming with this new moon. So the most important thing I think to tell you here is do not move swiftly. Do not move swiftly. Continue to go at a very mediated pace. Make sure all your I's are dotted. Make sure all your T's are crossed. Though you may be being pushed to sign contracts or enter into contractual agreements with people, do not do that. And do not do that until Mercury retrograde goes direct. And quite frankly, because of the power of this current Mercury retrograde, I actually am not recommending that anybody sign major contracts until after the post-shadow period, which is 2 weeks after the 22nd. So the exception to that, obviously, again, is if it's something that's been in the works for a while, if it's something that you started negotiating prior to Mercury going into retrograde, it's okay to do that. But again, you just need to be very, very calculated and make sure that all the ducks are in a row. So that's really important. I want to talk more about this new moon though, because this new moon is the reason why I'm saying that this is the most impactful month of the year. So what's happening here? Well, we're experiencing rapid growth. We're experiencing rapid transformation, new opportunities coming in. But the other thing that's happening at this time is that things are falling away. And it's really important that you let them. This energy is literally bringing in such massive creation that anything that's not in alignment and anything that's not serving, it's going to fall away, period. Like, it just is not going to be able to stay in the energetic field. And the more you try to hang on, the more difficult this transition is going to be and this transit is going to be for you. So it's really, really important that even if it's scary, even if, you know, it feels like the whole entire world is falling apart, that you allow the destruction, because it's happening so that this beautiful creation energy can come in. So this energy is Gemini, right? The energy of this new moon eclipse is in Gemini, and Gemini represents duality. So one of the twins is mortal and one of the twins is immortal. And so really what we're being called to look at during this period, and certainly on this day, is our mortality. So our physical vessel as it exists on this planet, and our immortality, which is our divine immortal soul. So this body is this incredible chariot that houses our divine immortal soul. And Gemini is about the union of those two things. So accepting all of who we are, our humanity and our divinity. And so that is something that's really going to be up and be in the field as this new moon energy starts to come in. Remember, you start feeling new moon energy, oh, now. So today, tomorrow, you're going to start feeling this energy, and it's going to last for probably 72 hours after. This is huge, huge energy that's coming in that's turbocharged by an eclipse, remember. Really what we're being called to do during this time is to let go of labels and identities. So let go of all those false identities and those false labels of who we are and who we think we are, so that we can step into a new, higher level version of ourselves. It's really important that as all of this new information is coming in, and as we're discovering new parts about who we are, and as these new opportunities are coming in, that we trust ourselves, that we really lean into. When we trust ourselves and trust the highest version of ourselves, everything will fall into alignment. And so it's moving out of the false identities so that we can embrace who we truly are. But because we've got this Mercury retrograde energy, it's like, trust self, but move slowly. Stay in that state of constant curiosity. Make sure that you're questioning everything. Make sure that you're really tapping into the truth of what's happening around you, not just the smoke and mirrors, not just the facades. Pause, reflect, journal, meditate, spend time with yourself. Make sure that if you're taking actions, they're the next right inspired action, that you're not just knee-jerk reacting to incredible opportunities or things that you're like, this is falling away because this new thing's coming in and I'm excited about this. And for those of you that are emotional authority in human design, it's like, it's really, really important that you ride the wave. Like, you've got to make decisions from a place of neutrality or you're really going to be sorry. This time is so, so important. So the other thing that is happening here, in addition to this new eclipse moon in Gemini, is that Saturn is also retrograde. So not only is Mercury retrograde, but Saturn is also retrograde. So what's going to be happening is all these things from the past that are needing to be healed, they are going to be rearing their ugly little heads right now. They will become illuminated and they're going to bring themselves front and center. And you're not going to be able to avoid dealing with them. The beauty of it is that this energy of this eclipse and this new moon is there to allow you to finally transmute and heal these things. What it's asking you to do, the Gemini energy, what that's asking you to do is discover, it's not about like hashing up old traumas and revisiting traumas and re-experiencing traumas. But what it's about is really embodying and embracing the lesson that came from those experiences, so that as you're moving forward, you don't have to repeat past mistakes, or you don't have to keep recreating patterns that have been detrimental to you because you've been programmed and conditioned to believe that they just are what's meant to be in your life. So we've got that Saturn energy helping to transmute past traumas, past issues, things from the past that really need to be moved through for good. We've got that energy. And if that wasn't enough, this new moon eclipse is also a North Node eclipse. This is why this is the most important and impactful month of the year. Because the actions and intentions, the intentions that we create and the actions that we take during this time are going to affect all of humanity. So, you know, I think often as we're on this planet, we think, oh, you know, like I'm just one being, like how can my actions create a huge ripple? Like, it doesn't really matter what I do. I'm just one person. I'm just one energy. I'm just one frequency on the planet. The power of this energetic time is that each and every decision and action that you make, because this is a North Node eclipse and it is the dawning of a new chapter in humanity's future, the actions, the decisions, the intentions that you make over this time period, and I mean, like, it's blowing me away. I'm like, of course I'm going away on a silent retreat. Of course I'm leaving today. Of course I'm going to be in reflection over this period of time. Like, you can't make this shit up, and I don't plan it astrologically. In fact, I don't even look at these transits and what's happening until right before I do these forecasts. So each of us is so much more powerful than you can imagine during this time. So our decisions, our thoughts, and our actions. If you have ever heeded my warning of mind your mind, mind your mouth, it is from now until 3 days after the 10th. So from now, this second, this moment that we are here and that you are listening to this, if you're listening live, until probably 13th or 14th of June, you've got to mind your mind and you've got to mind your mouth. You need to be putting positivity out into the world and out into the planet, because there's a lot of other people out there right now that do not have the highest and best interest of humanity at heart. They have the highest and best interest of the global financial agenda at heart. They have the highest and best interest of themselves at heart. And their thoughts, actions, and decisions are going to be equally as powerful as yours. So right now, it is vitally important that we tip the scale by really holding on to that, minding our mind, minding our mouth, making sure our intentions are pure, making sure that we are staying positive, making sure that we are setting intention and actualizing the change that we want to see on this planet. So what is it that you want? What is it that you desire? This is so important, and it's important for a couple of reasons. Because one, during this energy, you get to create and manifest what is going to come to fruition for you until the next time this happens. And so we don't have another alignment of this particular energy until 2029. So what's happening right now is going to impact us for the next 8 years. If you think about what's happening on this planet right now, the power plays that are happening, the manipulations that are happening, both energetic and physical manipulations that are happening, right? The control that is trying to be exerted over the collective, over humanity. You will understand the seriousness of this. You will understand why it is so important that we be focusing our energy during this time on what we want to create for humanity. What is the state that you desire to be living in over the next 8 years? Because we're not really going to have another opportunity to set this right until 2029. So, you know, and there's some interesting things at play here. One is that you are setting the stage for your personal trajectory, right? So you're setting the stage for, are you going to be pulled into a paradigm that doesn't serve your highest and best good? Are you going to be pulled into a paradigm of control and manipulation? Or are you going to create a trajectory towards economic freedom, towards personal sovereignty, towards creation of a humanity that you want to live in? And the people that are really focused during this time on setting positive momentum and trajectory, I truly believe are going to move into that place, regardless of what's happening on a collective level to humanity. But your thoughts, actions, and decisions are also radically impacting humanity as well. And again, it's like, with the amount of negativity that is being thrown at humanity, we're literally in a battle for the soul of humanity right now. And this period of time is so important. It is so important. It is so important that you believe that your thoughts, actions, deeds are rippling out and impacting humanity, and you act accordingly. You know, it is not normal, right, for me to come and be like, so it happens occasionally. And those of you that have been following me for a long time, you know that when I come with this type of energy, I'm being very serious, because I'm not an alarmist. I don't try to get people upset. When I'm like, this is coming and this is happening, you better believe that you're going to see something major. And we are going to see something very, very major happening over the next six days. And not much of it is going to be positive. And the energy is already revealing things to us, right? We've had some big reveals about some of our leaders of our health institutions and organizations who shall not be named because we do not want to be censored. But we're already starting to see some of the revealing, right? Well, if you think that that is just going to be blown up and that they're going to relinquish power readily and easily, you've got another thing coming. So it's important. It's so important, in fact, that I have decided that the night that I get back, this new moon is happening at 6:53 p.m. my time on June 10th. And it is so powerful and so impactful that I have made a decision that I will be back home in time to run a activation during the time that this new moon that the energy actually activates. I don't actually ever do this, but I believe that this is the most powerful and important activation that we'll do this year. And it may be the most powerful and important activation that we do in the next 9 years. So I'm actually rearranging my schedule so that I can be live for this activation at 6:53 p.m. So if you feel called, you can join me for this. It's $111. Yeah, I think that it's really important. It's going to be really important that if you are able to make this live, that you join me live, regardless of what time it is in your time zone. Wake up in the middle of the night if you need to. Wake up early in the morning if you need to. But doing this activation, like being in a group of people that are collectively holding intention for the highest and best good of humanity, is not only going to create that separation so that you can proceed on your upward trajectory towards your highest and best good, regardless of what's happening with humanity, but it is my intention that we make a massive ripple and impact for the highest and best good of humanity while this is happening. So that is happening on the 10th at 6:53 p.m. Bali time, which is 6:53 a.m. Eastern Standard. I think the time zone actually works quite well for everyone on a global basis. You do nothing else with me this year, this is probably the thing that you want to do. When I felt the energy, I was like, boom, like, whoa. And I'm just going to be coming back from 5-day silent retreat. So I'm going to be in a whole other state of being, but I was planning on coming back and kind of resting, seeing a couple of clients, but nothing big. And obviously this was just like, no, it needs to happen. No mistake that I'm literally checking out of my silent retreat at like 10 a.m. on Thursday. And this is happening just a few hours later. So there we go. So that is our most impactful transit of the month, or astrological event of the month. Now we're going to go on and talk about the other ones that are also big as well. But on a little bit of a lighter note, on June 11th, we have Mars entering into Leo. And, you know, this is the planet of sex. This is kind of the bold and brilliant look at me, shining Leo energy. And so what we're going to see here is a real feeling of wanting to express ourselves sexually and shine our lights and use that sexual energy, that magnetic energy to call the things to us that we desire. So this is happening literally the day after while we're still really heavily in this incredible solar eclipse, new moon energy, and Leo and associations with the sun. As you can see, there's like lots of correspondence there. But the other thing to remember is that the energy of wealth and money, the vibration frequency of wealth and money is very, very similar to sex. And so this is an incredible time to set intentions around what you're desiring to call into your life in regards to your finances, in regards to money, because that energy is just so close in vibration. On June 14th, this is probably the second biggest astrological occurrence of June. We have our second Saturn-Uranus square. So this is two of three that are happening this year. We've already had one, but this is the second one. And so this is really that support of the old systems and structures crumbling. Like, there's three of these squares happening this year. They are literally creating the destruction of our old paradigms. But what gets kicked off and triggered as these squares happen is the systems trying to control more. So we're going to see rules. We're going to see restrictions. Like, we are literally in a battle for humanity right now. And if you haven't realized that over the last 18 months, you've been living under a rock. So what we're going to start to see here is more lockdown, more restrictions, more requirements, and a major, major power play to cling to the past. Those systems and structures, they're crumbling away, and they're going to crumble away. But like I said, like, they're not letting it go easily. So this Uranus part of this Saturn Uranus square is really all about like futuristic innovations and technology. And so, you know, this is like, it's a very delicate balance right now, because while humanity is living in a technological age, and while this new age of Aquarius is really supportive of that, because there's going to be all these incredible spiritual technologies that are coming out as well, it's like this power can be used for good or for bad. And my concern during this time, because of what's happening with this eclipse, and because we know the intention of the powers that be that are governing humanity right now, right? We know who's on the negative side of this battle for humanity. My concern is that we're going to be seeing like nanotech coming out. We're going to be seeing things that are used to control and manipulate humanity. So keep your eye on any release of new injectables or new, obviously I'm trying to be careful with my words, but I'm sure you understand what I'm saying. But we also may see some things happening and shifting with crypto. We may see some positive futuristic innovations coming to light at this time. But what's most important is that you continue to stay in a place of curiosity and you continue to question the status quo, that you not just go blindly with what your government institutions and organizations are telling you, that you think for yourself, that you be a sovereign being, that you really, that you stay in support of the foundational shifts in humanity that are occurring at this time, even though that might be scary, even though there's a lot of unknown in what's going to happen for us over the next several years. Right now, during this time, during, you know, certainly on this day where this square is happening, we are seeding major changes that we're going to see come to fruition in December, which is when the final square of the year happens. So it's just, again, like, really impactful, really powerful stuff happening this month. It's going to affect the future of humanity for quite some time. So then we move to June 20th. We have Jupiter retrograde and the summer solstice, if you're in the Western Hemisphere. And so I guess the thing that I would say about this Jupiter retrograde, is that I think we're going to probably see more lockdowns during this time, because I believe that intercontinental travel will be this happening in Pisces, right? So intercontinental travel, there'll be issues, it'll be restricted. We're still in Mercury retrograde. issues with travel. I think that I really believe that around this time, we're going to be seeing more restrictions and more power play and more manipulation and more attempt to control. So just being aware that is happening. But again, like, if we use the positivity of Jupiter retrograde energy and we review the areas where we desire to expand and we make revisions that are aligned with us at a soul level, then we can really take advantage of that energy. But I wouldn't be planning any travel around June 20th, certainly not overseas or over water. Then we have June 24th, a full moon in Capricorn. Capricorn energy, full moon energy. It's like discipline in career and work. It's a strawberry supermoon, the last supermoon of the year, and it's great for manifesting. So I don't often tell you do manifestation work on full moon. This one is one where certainly around career objectives, goals, work, do manifestation work at this full moon on June 24th. Then on June 25th, we have Neptune going retrograde in Pisces. And so now we've got both of Pisces rulers, right? Jupiter and Neptune, or both of the planets that Pisces rules, Jupiter and Neptune, retrograde and in Pisces. And so what this may mean is that we start experiencing some really harsh realities. I really feel like this period of time between June 20th and the end of the month, like the last 10 days of the month, we're going to see a new power play happen. We're going to see new lockdowns. We're going to see some form of control and manipulation coming from the current power systems and structures. So like I mentioned at the beginning, and I feel like I could potentially said that wrong, but Pisces, until Neptune came along and we discovered Neptune as a planet, Pisces was ruled by Jupiter. And so all of that sort of shifted, right? Like as Neptune was discovered and then that Pisces-Neptune relationship was created. But obviously there's still connection between all of those. So it's just, there's a lot of energy, a lot of retrograde energy around emotional control manipulation, things coming out of the shadows. Yeah. And I think a harsh reality, like we had a little bit of a reprieve in May. And I still think that June's an incredible month for expansion. And I think we've got a beautiful opportunity to create some really beautiful intentions and change for ourselves with that new moon on the 10th. But the end of the month is going to be bringing some heavy stuff. So I think we just need to be prepared for that. Then on June 27th, we have Venus moving into Leo. So now we've got Venus and Mars in Leo. And so that's going to bring with it some like really glamorous, romantic energy. And so we get a little bit of lightening up at the end of the month. So I think overall, like June's going to be a romantic month. June's going to be a sexually charged month. That's really good for manifestation and money. We've got this period of time here now over the next week or so that we really want to be focused on keeping our intentions pure, our thoughts pure, and really being positive. And then we've got some heavy stuff coming at the end of the month. So that is our kind of divine download energy planetary forecast. And now we are going to look at what the cards have to say about the month. Shuffle, shuffle, shuffling the cards. Do our day by day forecast. All right. So the card of the month was Nine of Cups reverse, which is the getting your wish card. So it's interesting, right, that we've got this energy right now. Nine of Cups reverse is getting your wish fulfilled, delayed, right? So what did I say? This energy is literally creating what we desire between now and 2029. And so it's really, really important. Now you see how important this energy is. Like in January, I did the forecast and we got this card, Nine of Cups reversed. So in January, the energy is literally telling us, Something important's happening this month that's going to affect your ability to manifest and create your desires over the next several months. So, yeah, I mean, again, just like obvious why I'm being guided to do this activation. So the cards that I use in all of my forecasts is the Robin Wood Tarot deck. I'm obsessed with it. It's my favorite. I love it for learning. Oh my God. Stop it right now. Stop it. You guys, those of you that are on the podcast cannot see this, but I've been shuffling. I cut the deck. Somebody asked me what cards I was using. I showed the back of the deck. I turned my hand around. The card in my hand is the Nine of Cups reversed, the card of the month. You cannot make this shit up. So if there was any doubt or any question about whether or not you should sign up for that activation, do the damn thing now. That is crazy. I always say the cards don't lie, but literally you can't make this up. You guys saw me shuffling. I literally was shuffling. I cut the deck. I'm having a conversation with you. I show the cards because somebody asks what the card deck is. And there it is, the card of the month. And it's not, I mean, it's in the position that it was pulled in, the Nine of Cups reversed. Oh my gosh. All right. Well, powerful, powerful things are happening and afoot right now. So let's see what the cards have in store for us this month. I'm going to quickly go through the cards from the first to today, the sixth, because that was that first week of the month. So I'm not going to spend a lot of time on it because the time has passed. And I really, like I said, I feel like the most important part is the stuff that's coming, but we are going to go and identify those. Okay. So theme of June 1st, which was a Tuesday through the 6th, which is today, Sunday, is the Knight of Pentacles reversed. So Knight of Pentacles is the messenger of money. He is the messenger that brings news of money. And so this week, the theme would be, the thing I love about the Knight of Pentacles is he's the only knight that always, always reaches and achieves his destination no matter what happens. So he's basically bringing messages of money coming delayed this week. So still money coming, but messages of money coming delayed this week. So Tuesday the 1st, Seven of Pentacles, basically stating that we're getting a return on investment. So Tuesday the 1st, getting a return on investment. That's amazing. Wednesday the 2nd, the Judgment card upside down. So not quite ready to have our Phoenix rising from the ashes moment. Again, it's delayed. We've got a theme card of messages of money coming delayed. So whatever you were trying to have happen in your favor, it's just saying that things are coming a little bit delayed. So Thursday the 3rd, we have the Sun card. The Sun card right side up. Things right with the world. Things right with children. Children right side up. So love that card. Thursday the 3rd. Friday the 4th. Six of Swords, moving to higher ground. Saturday the 5th, Eight of Pentacles upside down, another reversed money card, like money coming delayed, right? So this one's an interesting one, though, because when the Eight of Pentacles is right side up, it means that we're going to get the reward, but we have to work hard for it. When it's reversed, it means reward is coming and we don't have to work hard for it. So it's like money's coming and it's not going to be hard. Like we don't have to put in the heavy work to get the return on investment that the card was indicating to us on the 1st, on Tuesday, right? So really good messages for money, I would say, for money during the month of June coming this first week. The 6th, Two of Swords. So this is about needing to come into balance, right? This card to me also really represents what we're talking about this month and Gemini energy, duality. We've got the Two Swords, right? It's like really embracing our immortality and our mortality, our humanity, our divinity. It's like there are decisions that need to be made, but in those decisions, we need to find balance. All right. So next we will look at June 7th through the 13th. And again, this is basically the week of this major occurrence that we were talking about in this forecast. And so the energy of this week is going to be really, really important. So the theme of the week, things moving quickly, Eight of Wands. So the theme of the week is things are moving quickly. So again, get on it. Make sure that you are manifesting the things that you want to create. Mind your mouth, because things are moving quickly this week. And so Monday, the 7th, the Magician. Love this card for the beginning of this week. So it's the Magician card, number one in the major arcana. The Magician has all the things he needs to move forward. So he already has everything he needs to move forward. He is the alchemist. He is the magician. He is the creator of his reality. So a beautiful card to be showing up at the beginning of this week that's so important for us individually and so important for humanity. Tuesday, the 8th, we have the Hermit card. This is my birth card. This is the card of the spiritual teacher. But this card also always indicates to us that we have all of the answers inside, right? So again, like, whereas the magician is the alchemist and he is the magician, this is like the spiritualist who also has everything that he needs. It is right side up. So if you are feeling the need to tap into a connection with a spiritual teacher or a guide, it is the right time to do it. But you should only be working with people that are continuing to guide you back internally and to coming into alignment with your highest and best good. So that is Tuesday the 8th. Wednesday the 9th, we have the Three of Pentacles right side up, another money card in this deck. This is the card of getting something ready to go to market. So here we are preparing for this major astrological occurrence that's happening the next day, but also anything career-wise that you're working on. This is a powerful card because this card is saying, wait. This card is saying you're still in preparation phase. This card is saying it's Mercury retrograde. This card is saying slow down. Make sure that everything's ready. Stay in preparation mode. Stay in the place of preparing whatever it is that you're getting ready to take to market, to go to market. Then we have Thursday the 10th, the day, releasing our burdens. I love this card for this day. 10 of Wands reversed. So this is the day of the solar new moon eclipse in Gemini. This major, major astrological event that's happening this year that I believe is going to be like one of the most important things we experience this year, the day of the activation that we're going to be doing. It's a call and a confirmation that we are able to release our burdens, that it is time to set down the burdens, that it's time to release the old identities. It's time to step into the new paradigm, release all the old ties that bind. So 10 of Wands reversed. Really beautiful. When that's right side up, it's like we're feeling burdened. When it's upside down and it's reversed, it means we're releasing those burdens. So that's beautiful. Friday the 11th, which is the day that Mars goes into Leo, we have one of the highest money cards in the deck, the Ace of Pentacles. It's reversed in this case. Always good right side up or upside down, but we've got lots of messages about money coming delayed. So this is a new financial opportunity, which we also talked about, right? Rapid new beginnings, rapid expansion, rapid new opportunities. So we literally get this card the day after. New financial opportunities. Very, very lucrative new financial opportunities. But it's giving you the warning again, right? It's saying this is going to be there for you. This is being presented to you and it's going to be there for you. Don't rush. Delay it. Allow yourself to take the time. Remember that we're in Mercury retrograde. So beautiful confirmation of the energetic stuff that we were talking about earlier there as well. Saturday the 12th, we have the King of Cups right side up. So this is the card of like really from a masculine perspective, being in a place of love, in a place of emotional stability. So things going well emotionally, and especially with the masculine, our internal masculine or the masculine in our life, which could represent a man over the weekend. So Saturday the 12th. I love this card because this card often to me represents my husband, and I'm doing a really beautiful ceremony with him on the 12th. So I'm super happy to have that card showing up upright for him on the 12th. Sunday the 13th. Here is our money card upright. Nine of Pentacles. So to me, this card is the card of complete female financial independence. This is by far one of my favorite cards in the deck. The other thing that I think that this is really showing us is this idea of, though it sounds cliche, the future is feminine, right? It is the feminine. It is women that are going to lead us into this new paradigm. And I think it's really, really important that this card is coming up at this time as we're moving into this transition. And as I'm saying, like, you know, we're moving now into, you know, 3 days past this new moon energy, where it's just like, this is what we need to be carrying into the new paradigm. Women in financial positions, women making financial decisions, embracing and honoring the divine feminine, and especially in this area of wealth and the wealth and well-being of the collective and of humanity. So that is the second week of the month. We now move into the 14th through the 20th of June. And the theme of the week is the Hanged Man. So here we are still, it's saying to us, right? We're still in Mercury retrograde. So just calm your tits. The Hanged Man, right side up. Stop trying to push through. The theme of the week is the Hanged Man. He's here hanging upside down in the tree. He put himself there. Nobody put him there. So he has put himself in a holding position. And this card is confirming to you, continue to hold during this week of the 14th through the 20th. Because we're still in Mercury retrograde, right? We haven't moved out yet. So Monday the 14th, we have the Star card upside down. So the Star card's an interesting card, because the Star card always means, this is card 17 in the major arcana, it always means that the heavens are working in our favor. Always. When it's reversed, it means we don't think they are. It's always, the heavens are always working in our favor. When it's reversed, it's like we're having a little bit of like, we're feeling not aligned. We're feeling out of alignment. We feel like the heavens aren't working for us. So that's happening on Monday, the 14th. Tuesday, the 15th, we have the Knight of Swords. So this card is a rough card. This is a messenger of bullshit, essentially. This card lets us know that somebody is attempting to deceive us. It really feels like something major. As I mentioned, we started talking about Jupiter retrograde happening. And then, you know, it's like this time, the 20th, the Sunday of this week, stuff starts to go south. So this is like the Knight of Swords is somebody's bullshitting us. It is lies, deception being revealed. So we may see here this day that Jupiter goes into retrograde, something happening that we're not particularly excited about. But the other thing is, this card is a warning that when that there may be people trying to deceive you. So on Tuesday the 15th, keep your eyes open, stay in that constant state of curiosity, trust yourself, trust your inner knowing, trust your intuition. So Wednesday the 16th, we have the Five of Swords. So there's really interesting energy happening this week. The Five of Swords is the card of the man who's won the war, but he's still having angst and anxiety. He's still looking over his shoulder. It's like the two people that he's fought in the card are walking away. He's captured their swords. He's won the war, but he's still looking over his shoulder. So again, it's like we're in this war for humanity, right? And we can't just be like, oh, we won. Oh yeah, everything's good. It's like we still need to keep looking over our shoulder. We still need to be being diligent in our thoughts and our actions. We still need to be embracing our sovereignty and not trusting everything that's being told to us. So that is Wednesday, the 16th of June. Thursday, the 17th, we have the Queen of Swords upside down. So lots of swords energy, lots of stuff around communication as Mercury is getting ready to go direct, right? So Mercury having its last communication hurrah, last communication fuckery happening the last week before it moves direct. This card is a card, Queen of Swords reversed. It's a warning to us. We're not standing in our power. We're not standing in our truth. We're not clearly communicating the things that we desire. And it's a call to reverse this card right side up. When cards come reversed in future positions, like it's a warning. It's like, hey, don't give your power away. Hey, make sure you're communicating clearly and concisely. Make sure that, you know, you have the best interest of those people around you at heart, and that you're communicating that, especially for those that can't communicate for themselves. So that was Thursday the 17th. Friday the 18th, we have the moon reversed. So this is secrets being revealed, right? Moon upside, right side up is secrets. Moon reversed, secrets being revealed. So again, I told you that the end of the month, or really between like the 20th and the 27th, which is just around the corner from this card, we're going to be seeing some heavy stuff. And it looks like as Jupiter goes into retrograde, this, you know, gets ready to prepares to go into retrograde. And as we're moving out of this Saturn Uranus square, which was Monday, by the way, the day that we felt like the heavens weren't working for us. That was the day of the Saturn Uranus square. There's going to be all kinds of stuff happening this week. This is where we talked about rules, restrictions, this battle for humanity happening, a power play, a new power play happening, making sure we're questioning the status quo. This is all that's playing out this week, right? So secrets being revealed on Friday the 18th. Saturday the 19th, Wheel of Fortune upside down. So we've got start of the week feeling like the heavens aren't working for us, end of the week feeling like the Wheel of Fortune isn't turned in our favor. The good news is like that this is just our perceptions. The bad news is it's our perceptions, and the good news is it's our perceptions. Star card always means heavens are working for us. We just don't feel like it is. Wheel of Fortune upside down. Wheel of Fortune's always turning. So the good news is it's going to turn back in our favor, but we're definitely going into the weekend feeling like that's not the case. I feel very much that this week is about the collective consciousness. I don't think that individually everyone's lives are going to be falling apart this week. I think that like this is where we're really going to begin to see this battle for humanity. Like it's the next phase of it, right? We're going to start to see whatever's going to be revealed this week is the next phase of what we're facing, what we're going to be battling. So be prepared for whatever the global financial agenda decides to unleash on us that week. So then we've got the 20th, Jupiter retrograde, more swords energy, eight of swords reversed. So when this card is in the upright position, it's like feeling stuck, feeling trapped, feeling bound. It's reversed, meaning we are able to actually see how our own perceptions and projections have been keeping us bound, and it's time to let those go. So that's beautiful as we move into Mercury retrograde. Like it's literally like, our eyes are being opened. We're seeing how we've allowed ourselves to be bound, and we're ready to step out of that place. So now we move into the final full week of the month, which is the 21st through the 27th of June, and the theme for that week is Eight of Cups reversed. So this card in the upright position means walk away without regret. So what this is saying is it is not the time to walk away. So there may be things that you want to walk away from. There may be things that are discouraging you. There may be things that you're like, I'm done with this. I want this to end. This card is telling you that this week is not the week to do that. Do not walk away. If you walk away, you will have regret. So that's the theme of the week. Then moving into June 21st, we've got the Knight of Wands upside down. So again, like moving into a period of where I feel like we're going to be feeling restrictions. This is like we're not getting the messages around our purpose work and our passions that we desire to receive. So that's happening on Monday. Knight of Wands reverse, not receiving messages of around our purpose work and our passions, like not receiving the messages that we desire. So June 22nd, we've got the Knight of Cups, but here comes the offer of love, right? Here, the Knight of Cups is the messenger of love, the messenger of emotions, and it's upright. So it's like passion projects may not be going the way that we want them to, but we are receiving an offer of love. And we're getting ready to move into this week is the week that we have the full moon. So this is 2 days before the full moon. So we're starting to feel that energy. And again, remember it's a manifesting moon. So yeah, just again, offer of love, messenger of love coming on Tuesday, the 22nd, Wednesday, the 23rd, we have Seven of Swords upside down. So this is the card of feeling cheated when it's right side up. So it's beautiful that it's upside down. It's like, we're not feeling cheated. We're moving out of the energy of the previous week, not feeling so cheated, probably really feeling informed. And if we've done a good job of questioning everything and staying in that state of curiosity, then like definitely like getting some relief midweek on Wednesday the 23rd. Thursday the 24th, Two of Pentacles. So this is interesting, especially it's fascinating that we've got these two cards this month during Gemini season. Ooh, we just moved out of Gemini actually though, because this is the 24th. This is the full moon in Capricorn. Ah, awesome, right? So full moon in Capricorn, all about discipline and career and work. It is the strawberry super moon. It's great for manifesting And this is asking us to look at the things that we're juggling. So we're juggling two things at play when it comes to money, work, and finances. So the energy of this card is telling us that we're either supported in the juggling of those two things, or we're supported in making the decision to let go of one of those things. And so either way, whatever's in the highest and best good for you and in the highest alignment for you, you're going to be supported to do with that full moon. So again, powerful manifesting, full moon manifesting energy when it comes to career work. Take advantage of that on the 24th. Friday, the 25th, another two card, soulmate card. So two of cups, right side up. So soulmate activity happening on the 25th. This is the day that this is the day that Neptune goes retrograde in Pisces. So beautiful, supportive soulmate energy. Depend on your soulmate. You may meet your soulmate. Those of you that have been looking for that, that's the energy on Friday, the 25th. Saturday, the 26th, we have the Six of Wands card upside down. So this is the card of feeling victorious. It's upside down. So not feeling very victorious at the end of the week, Saturday over the weekend anyway, Six of Wands upside down, not feeling victorious, Saturday the 26th, Sunday the 27th, the World card upside down, the World upside down. So I told you that the end of the month was going to be a little bit rough. This is coming off the heels of Neptune going retrograde in Pisces. Again, we talked about harsh realities. And a new power play, new lockdowns. So here we have confirmation of that with the world being upside down on the 27th. I will pull that's always hard when we've got, I'm not going to pull a theme of the week because I will do that for the July wealth forecast, but I will pull cards for the 28th, 29th, and 30th, which are the last 3 days of the month, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. So Monday, we've got the Emperor right side up. So this is a card of leading with love. It also says that there are going to be some leaders leading with love. This is good news for us, right? We may see a shift in some of our leaders stepping into a more heart-centered, heart-led place. And it's probably because of this fuckery that's been happening the two previous weeks. But so Monday, we've got the Emperor. It's also a call to all of you to lead with love, lead from a place of love. But typically when I see that, when we've got global stuff happening, like what's happening in these weeks, it's like you're going to see a leader stepping out, leading from a heart-centered place. Tuesday the 29th, we have the Strength card upside down. Again, we're just not feeling strong. We're not feeling at our best. Lots of frustrating stuff and energy, I feel like, coming at the end of the month. So Strength card, again, is always one that's like, you always have all the strength that you need, but it's just like when this card shows up, it's like we're not feeling like we do. So card eight in the major arcana, the Strength card reversed, not feeling like we have the strength to move forward and to do the things that we need to do. And the last day of the month, June 30th, we have the Four of Pentacles reversed. So this is interesting. This card, when he's right side up, he's the miser, gripping his investment, being very miserly and gripping his investment. It is upside down, meaning now is not a time to grip your investment. We may see something happening with crypto at the end of the month. Those of you that are highly or heavily invested in crypto, you may see some losses. This card typically is just an indication of like, don't freak out, but also don't be hoarding your money. Anytime the Miser card shows up reversed, the Four of Pentacles card shows up reversed, it's a good time to circulate money out into the world. It's a good time to spend money. So do that on the last day of the month, the 30th. It's a Wednesday. Circulate some currency out into the world. It will always come back to you, but it's not a day that you're going to want to be tight. It's not a day that you're going to want to be miserly. So that is our tarot forecast for the month. You know, I think that end of the month heavy, beginning of the month a little bit lighter. The key here is this new moon. It is absolutely the key. We are shaping our future realities this week for the next 7 to 10 days. Take it seriously. Take it seriously. Journal about things that you want to create and the things that you want to call in. And, you know, mind your mind. Mind your mouth. And if you have any ability to, join me for the activation. And if you can join live, great. If you can't, come back and catch it on the replay. But if you have an ability to join that activation live, you will be creating the trajectory for your next 8 years of your life. And I'm really excited to do that and deliver it and bring it through. Obviously, I am the biggest believer in divine timing, and it's no mistake that I am leaving today to go lock myself in a silent retreat with no people and no technology for 5 days, allowing whatever it is that needs to come through for this activation to come through. And I'm super excited to serve you in that way. So that is our June wealth forecast. Good luck. I feel like I need to say happy manifesting and stay in that state of positivity. It is your divine birthright to have everything that you desire in this lifetime. You're so worthy. You're so deserving of wealth in all areas of your life. So remember that and, you know, stay really disciplined and attuned to your desires and what you desire to create, not only for yourself, but for humanity this month. So until next time, this is the Wealth Witch signing off. Bye-bye.
That's a wrap. Thank you for joining me. Remember, wealth is a mindset, and you are the most powerful creator in your reality. Until next time, this is Leah Steele, the Wealth Witch, signing off.